So should we take UFO sightings seriously? A physicist and former NASA researcher Kevin Newth argues that blanket skepticism about extraterrestrial craft is not sustainable. Derek Gilbert and I wrote about this in our book, The Day the Earth Stands Still, along with many other things, which if you're interested, you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. You can find a link to get it there, and it'll probably be included with a big bundle of things. Defender Publishing is awesome. They always include their books with a bunch of different other books. You get some pretty cool packages that you can't get on Amazon. But, you know, the big question is, are we alone? And unfortunately, neither of the answers really feels satisfactory because, you know, to be alone in this vast universe is a lonely prospect. But on the other hand, if we're not alone and there is someone or something more powerful out there, that too is terrifying. So as a NASA research scientist and now professor of physics, this person who is writing this article attended the 2002 NASA Contact Conference, which focused on serious speculation about extraterrestrials. And this article, again, comes straight from Cosmos Magazine. So during the meeting, apparently a concerned participant said loudly in a sinister tone, "You have absolutely no idea what's out there." And the silence was palpable as the truth of this statement sunk in. You know, humans are fearful of extraterrestrials visiting Earth, but perhaps, fortunately, the distances between the stars are prohibitively vast. So at least this is what, you know, we novices who are just learning to travel into space tell ourselves. So, of course, there's a lot to examine with this big question. And you know, of course, there's a lot to examine with us as Christians, too, because is this a question that Christians should even be considering? And that, again, that's something that Derek and I wrote heavily about in The Day the Earth Stands Still. And we reason, yes, we should be considering this question. So now that doesn't mean that we're in support of life in the universe or not in support of it. Actually, Derek and I take the position that the question of alien life in the universe is divorced from the UFO phenomenon that we see on planet Earth. We think those are two different things. So people can get the book or they can check out the free interviews that we've done online for it. So this brings up the Fermi paradox. The nuclear physicist Enrico Fermi was famous for posing the thought-provoking question. In 1950 at Los Alamos National Laboratory, after discussing UFOs over lunch, Fermi asked, "Where is everybody?" He estimated that there were about 30 or 300 billion stars in the galaxy, many of them billions of years older than the sun, with a large percentage of them likely to host habitable planets. But even if intelligent life developed on a very small percentage of these planets, then there should be a number of intelligent civilizations in the galaxy. Depending on the assumptions, one should expect anywhere from tens to tens of thousands of civilizations. And with the rocket-based technologies that we've developed for space travel, it would take somewhere between 5 and 50 million years for a civilization like ours to colonize our Milky Way galaxy. Since this should have happened several times already in the history of our galaxy, one should wonder, where is the evidence of all these civilizations? So this discrepancy between the expectation that there should be more evidence of alien civilization or visitations and the presumption that no visitations have been observed has been dubbed the Fermi paradox. Now, UFOs seem to be taboo for professional scientists. You know, when it comes to science, the scientific method requires hypotheses to be testable so that inferences can be verified. But UFO encounters are neither controllable nor repeatable, which makes their study extremely challenging. But the real problem is that the UFO topic is just taboo by nature. Now, while the general public has been fascinated with UFOs for decades, our government, scientists, and media have essentially declared that all of the UFO sightings are a result of weather phenomenon or human actions. I'll just say, for the sake of saying it, Derek and I don't believe that. We don't believe that it's all just mistaken identity. none are actually extraterrestrial spacecraft, according to scientists. No, you know, no aliens have visited Earth, basically. And essentially, we're told that the topic is nonsense. UFOs are off limits to serious scientific study and rational discussion, which unfortunately leaves the topic in the domain of fringe and pseudoscientists, many of whom litter the field with conspiracy theories and wild speculation. That's why Derek and I, in our book, took a very scientific approach, and we laid out step by step by step how we came to our conclusions. We didn't start writing that book with a conclusion in mind. We let the research guide where our conclusion would eventually land. And we were both surprised to find out that our conclusion after, you know, while writing the book, our conclusion turned out different than we thought it might have been when we first started. That's the right way to write a book. You don't start out with the conclusion. You don't start out, you research a topic and you bring the reader along your journey of discovery and research. So we did that in The Day the Earth Stands Still. Now, UFO skepticism has become something of like a religion with an agenda, you know, discounting the possibility of extraterrestrials without scientific evidence. Now, you could say the same, on the other hand, that UFO fanaticism is like a religion, that they accept extraterrestrials without scientific evidence. So the same could be said on both sides. So, you know, of course, there's evidence that people bring up supposedly from government documents that may or may not be true, but it's worthy of serious study. You know, that's the main point. There's a great deal of evidence that a small percentage of UFO sightings are unidentified structured craft in some way, exhibiting flight capabilities beyond any known human technology. Now, while there's no single case for which there exists evidence that would stand up to scientific rigor, there are cases with simultaneous observations by multiple reliable witnesses, along with radar returns, photographic evidence, things like that, revealing patterns of activity that are pretty compelling. Now, declassified information from covert studies is interesting, but not scientifically helpful. And this is a topic worthy of open scientific inquiry until there's a scientific consensus based on evidence rather than prior expectation or belief. So if there are indeed extraterrestrial craft visiting Earth, it would greatly benefit us to know about them, their nature, and their intent. And moreover, this would present a great opportunity for mankind, promising to expand and advance our knowledge and technology, as well as reshaping our understanding of the place in the universe. Now, that is the argument for scientists. You know, that should be the argument that appeals to scientists. Now, for Christians, it would be more along the lines of, if these are not physical, if these are spiritual or extra-dimensional craft, we should probably want to know about that. And if it is something physical, then we need to know if it's some other country's technology, or we do need to know if it's something off world that we just don't know about yet. And in which case we would want to study it too. So, you know, we as Christians might have a different conclusion or a different interpretation is probably the right word, than scientists would. But that argument that I laid out just a minute ago, that one should be the argument that should convince scientists. Unfortunately, it doesn't. So do I want scientists to study this phenomena? Yes, I do. And I think they should take it seriously because, you know, truth be told, we all have our beliefs about it and we all have our own interpretations. But none of us knows for absolute sure. Not a single one of us knows for absolute 100% sure. So I think that it would be a good thing to know, especially if there's any chance that they pose any threat. But hey, maybe I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, I want you to tell me how I'm wrong. Leave me a comment in the comment section below. You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information.
Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at JPDisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@JoshPeck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.